This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush is in Ghana today at the end of his tour of Africa. He's not likely to return to the continent while in office. In his final year as president, Mr. Bush is touring the world with upcoming state visits planned for Japan, China, and elsewhere. The president has said time and again that Africa represents a mission of mercy. NPR's Gwen Tompkins is traveling with the president and sent this report from the Filing Center in Accra.
Africa is where Mr. Bush can see firsthand the benefits of his administration's policy on disease prevention and good governance, and urged that these efforts continue. In the Ghanaian capital city of Accra today, Mr. Bush alluded to his time in office drawing to an end. He stood with President John Kufuor, who was also in his final year.
We're both leaving office together, that's true. But we're going to leave strong, with our heads held high, and we're going to sprint to the finish, aren't we, Mr. President?
Indeed. Thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Bush and President Kufuor met at Osu Castle, a former slave post where Africans were held until ships carried them to the New World. Osu Castle is currently the seat of government here, but the sun seems to be setting on the castle as well. Ghana is building a new state house to make a physical break from its colonial past. Kufuor, who refused to live in the castle, remembered that past when he was asked about China's growing influence in Africa, in oil production and in trade.
Africa came out of colonialism not too long ago, and I don't think the memory is lost to Africa. So, as far as we are concerned, so far, it's all right with China. So far, so good.
But the Ghanaian president appeared unfazed by China's long record of human rights abuses at home.
I don't pretend that we are too informed of what happens inside China.
The two leaders appeared discordant at times today. Their meeting this morning ended an hour early. Mr. Bush said the Ghanaian president showed particular concern about U.S. plans to build a military headquarters on the continent. With the exception of Liberia, no African nation has publicly shown enthusiasm for hosting the facility, known as AFRICOM.
I know there's rumors in Ghana. All Bush is coming to do is try to convince you to put a big military base here. That's baloney. Or as we say in Texas, that's bull.
But the two men seemed in harmony on U.S. efforts to beat back malaria, HIV/AIDS, and a raft of other illnesses that bedevil the continent. Mr. Bush announced millions of dollars in U.S. aid to Ghana today. Even the president's critics say the lives saved in Africa as a result of such policies may be the most important achievement of his administration. But there comes a time to break from talk of legacy and missions of mercy and to just take in a good game. Mr. Bush and Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice attended a one-inning T-ball game this afternoon between two local teams. The Little Saints and the Little Dragons went head-to-head.
This is the first ball. Ready? You want to put it on the tee? Play ball!
The Dragons won. But as T-ball is not so much about winners and losers, the Saints did well and the Dragons did better. As the sun sets on Mr. Bush's tour of Africa, he's heading tomorrow for a final stop in Liberia. But it will be difficult for this president on this continent to do any better than he's done so far. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Accra.